You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party.us.
Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Renegade Broadcasting, hard-hitting talk radio.
We'll be right back. welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, and today's date is August 21st, 2021. Thank you so much for joining me here at RenegadeBroadcasting.com. This is a Saturday show just because I have a little bit of time, and I'd rather get it out of the way rather than wait for Sunday. Please check out RenegadeTribune.com, where a lot of great content goes up every single day, and of course there are a lot of great products at HeathenHerbs.com. Today I'm going to start off by talking about the modern day witch hunt. I did a show a while back about the witch hunt. This was before the whole COVID-19 crisis, I think, if I remember correctly. But I went through and talked about how witches, mainly women who dealt with herbs and healed people, were persecuted through the ages by our loving Christian overlords. These Christians are the ones who basically wanted a monopoly over all of the healing arts, and they did not really heal people, to be honest. Their monopoly essentially turned into what we know of today as allopathic medicine. But the church really deemed anything that people had done for thousands of years to be witchcraft, and all knowledge of plants and herbs and natural medicine pretty much was banned, along with other things like the use of runes and whatnot, and things that could be considered magical. Now, this has had a devastating effect on our world that we're still dealing with to this very day. So just think about this analogy the next time you see that somebody was banned on any kind of social network. This is the modern day witch hunt. They're going after the thought criminals, right? They're burning their works. Yeah, it's a little bit different now in the digital age, but the same thing is happening. You cannot heal outside of doctrine, outside of science with a capital S. Just like the Christians did not want you to have any other truth other than the truth with a capital T, which means the truth of Jesus, the son of Yahweh. You know, the circumcised rabbi is the only truth, the light. And I still get comments about this all the time. About how, oh, you and your herbs, oh, you promoting herbs and natural medicine on Renegade Tribune, that has nothing compared to the light of Jesus. You're just trying to lead your followers astray with this talk about plants when the light of Jesus is all powerful. Oh yeah, then why are so many Christians obese and dying all the time? I guess they haven't really embraced the light of Jesus well enough. Besides, didn't your God supposedly create everything? So wouldn't he be responsible for putting all these plants that can heal people into the world? Why is it so heretical to say that plants can really have a profound impact on people's health?
Well, you don't need the plants, you just need Jesus. You just need to believe in Jesus.
Of course, Yahweh is not the real creator God. Yahweh is not responsible for the great life on this world. And I think they realize that. I think they realize that he's just this desert demon that has really no connection to the wonderful natural world that is all around us. They just won't really admit it to themselves. But yes, people, we are the modern day heretics here. The people who don't believe in their invisible enemy. Just think about this. The Christians want you to believe in the invisible enemy of Satan all around, trying to deceive us, trying to get us to be wicked sinners. And the only way to defeat Satan was to believe in the invisible God of Yahweh and to try to come in communion with the Holy Spirit and bring Jesus into your heart. And of course, this is the Trinity, the Father and the Son, who are the same thing, and the Holy Spirit, which I guess is the same thing, too. One divided into three. It's this great invisible triad, people. And you got to believe in it, or else that invisible Satan is going to get you. So again, today, if you don't believe in the invisible enemy of COVID, which they admit they have not isolated, and which they admit they can't say is causing COVID-19, right? SARS-CoV-2. They have not isolated, and they can't say it's causing the sickness of COVID-19. Yet we're all supposed to just believe in it. And if you don't go along with their plan, if you don't go along with their bloodletting rituals, you know, basically the vaccines of today, are they even more effective than the bloodletting that they used to do to people to try to cure them because they had gotten rid of all of the natural healers. I'd say, actually, this is even worse than bloodletting, what they're doing, because of what they're putting into people. Not just taking blood out, they're putting terrible things into people, changing people's genetic structure, causing all sorts of problems. We could go on endlessly about the effects of graphene, which might be causing the magnetization of people. We could talk about all of the blood clotting and microclots that we're seeing because of this mRNA vaccine. It's who knows what the long-term effects will be. No one does, because there have been no long-term studies. Now, of course, the people who rule over us, they might know what the long-term impacts will be, but we don't know. It could be the prion disease destroying people's brains and eventually killing people. We could be seeing a real-life zombie apocalypse on our hands, but you're the modern-day heretic who needs to be hunted down and silenced if you don't go along with their schemes. Now, of course, there is a rising opposition to all of this, but it's just insane to see how far they're pushing this stuff, especially on television. There's an example of this Australian official who got the jab, who got the COVID-19 so-called vaccine, and he developed Bell's palsy live on air in the middle of a COVID press conference. And yet he still didn't blame the vaccine. It was just a random freak occurrence. Couldn't have been the vaccine. No, absolutely not. This is just so insane. Absolutely insane. The guy's name is Victor Dominello, and he literally gets Bell's palsy live on TV not too long after getting the vaccine. And we don't know the exact cause. From news.com.au. They said, but on Wednesday night, he confirmed via Instagram that he had been diagnosed with Bell's palsy, a temporary facial paralysis that has no known exact cause. Yeah, we just don't know. this is just the world we live in. It's clown world, but even worse, it's killer clown world, to be more precise. And over there in Australia, let's talk about this one. You can't pull down your mask to have a little cocktail. No more pulling down your mask to drink, people. This is just so infuriating to listen to this health official talk to people about how they just have been having some naughty behaviors, and the Australian government's just no longer going to put up with it. I mean, they mobilized the military to fight against the Australian people who don't want to put face diapers on, who don't want to get vaccinated. So let's listen to this short clip.
There will be no removal of masks to consume alcohol outdoors. So you will no longer be able to remove your mask to drink a cocktail at a pop-up beer garden on a footpath as part of a pub crawl.
Yeah. No more pop-up beer gardens. Yeah? How you like that, Aussies? It's just so ridiculous. No, you can't remove your mask to have a drink. I mean, so are you supposed to just drink through the mask? Is that what I'm getting? He could have just said, no more drinking outdoors. But no, removing that mask to have a little cocktail at the pop-up beer garden. All right, so let's take a listen to another clip here. This is an infuriating one. And guys, there are just so many examples of infuriating clips these days. Like the teenage girl in Spain who was forcibly vaccinated, given this genetically altering cocktail. This cocktail. Oh, you can't drink the cocktail on the footpath, but we're going to inject you with a cocktail, and we're not even going to tell you all that's in it. I'm not going to tell you about the graphene, that's for sure. There's one clip of this father being forcibly removed from his daughter, who, and all these masked health officials, health people, doctors and nurses are dragging her away along with the police. Oh, it's just heartbreaking. And honestly, that guy should have fought harder. I don't know the circumstances around it, but there's just so many things that should infuriate you right now. Now, this next one we're going to listen to is a woman who's pregnant, and she was saying her cardiologist just would not see her because she was unvaccinated. Because now the unvaccinated are really the new lepers of society. We're the untouchables. And we're not going to be given the same kinds of privileges that the vaccinated have. But honestly, she's probably better off, and she should just take her health into her own hands or find a better medical practitioner. Somebody who actually knows about the body, knows about vaccines. And there are probably some doctors out there who could help her, but I would just stay away from doctors for the most part, and you'd probably be well better off. So let's listen in.
I've had a cardiologist appointment scheduled since May. It is now August. Today is my appointment. I show up for that appointment wearing a mask. He's wearing a mask. And I'm told that because I am not vaccinated and because he is too young to be vaccinated, I can't be seen. A 5-month pregnant woman who is having heart problems cannot see the cardiologist she has waited months to see because I'm not vaccinated. Tell me again that it's about public health. These doctors and nurses should be fucking ashamed of themselves for turning away a patient who needs help because of their vaccination status. Unfucking real.
Yeah. Well, that's the world we're living in these days. But who should we blame? Who should we call out all the Jews who run the CDC? No. We should point our fingers at the Nazis because, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger said, fuck your freedom. So, you know, and he's a Nazi. He's a Nazi, guys. Let's listen in to a little bit of Arnold's talk here, and then Alex Jones going after the Nazi. So Alex Jones will never point out all of the Jews who run the CDC, all the Jews in Biden's cabinet, because he loves Jews. He says he is himself a Jew. But let's just listen in here. This is classic controlled opposition right here.
And the only way we prevent it is to get vaccinated, to wear masks, to do social distancing, washing your hands all the time, and not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
My grandfather's kicked your dad's ass, you piece of shit. Fuck you, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Burn in fucking hell, you Nazi. Excuse me.
You Nazi. Yep. Oh, Arnold's a Nazi as he poses along with the Rothschilds and the rest. Yeah. Sure, he's a Nazi, guys. What a Nazi. We've gone over this every single week. The controlled opposition in the alternative media is trying to paint this all as a Nazi scheme. Just, I'm sure you could dig up 6 million examples of, oh, then this is just like the Nazis and people putting on the Jew stars about vaccines and all the rest. Yep, this is, well, think about the Nazis, right? The actual National Socialists and the hunt for them. It was another witch hunt. The Simon Wiesenthal Center going after all the Nazis. And they're doing it to this day. Hunting through people's tweets and social media posts. Ooh, that's a Nazi. Oh, the SPLC is going to get all over this one. We're going to send Antifa to your door. We're going to hunt you down because you're a Nazi. You're a white supremacist. So yeah, the witch hunt, it applies to racialists as well. And they're trying to set us up to demonize us in every single way. For example, with this recent Capitol threat, where this guy supposedly had a bomb in his truck and he had money getting thrown out the window. Now, they pretty much dropped this story because Mr. Floyd Ray Roseberry might have gone off script a little too much. And just think about that that name. Of course, the full three names there, Floyd Ray Roseberry. The Roseberry makes me think it could be Jewish, but the Floyd, especially with the whole George Floyd thing, I don't know. It just seems like a complete psyop from start to finish. But maybe this guy just was a patsy, a mentally ill person who was set up by the FBI. At least that's the way it seems when he's rambling on camera on this live stream, which really is probably why this story is not being rammed down our throats anymore. He was just talking about he was chosen for his mission and said yeah, there were some accomplices nearby with their own bombs. And yeah, it's just a weird story. He says, I told you, there's four more sitting all around this town. I have no idea really where they at. We all came in different ways, but we came from the same place. Nope, I guess nobody really investigated those other guys that were around. Or maybe they didn't find them. He said, no control over it. Your military expertise, the ones that was trained, the one that trained the people that's in the military now, he made this because he didn't have two legs. But he says he know it works because he's used them many times. And he says, you think if I got the balls to come up here, you think these little balls here? These got some humstringers out there. I just got chose for the job. Let's just listen into at least one of these little quotes here so you guys can get a feel for how he's talking in case you've never listened to any of these clips from his live stream. I'm finding these on Twitter from this guy, Absent Minded. So let's just take a little listen.
Plenty of time.
Whoop. Here we go.
No control over it. Your military expertise, the ones that was trained, one that trained the people that's in the military now. He made this. He didn't have but two legs. But he said he knows it works. Because he's used them many a time.
So a retarded seeming guy with a southern accent. Perfect. They were going to blame this on white supremacy. He should have just thrown out some white power. White power. But he did talk about how the South will rise again. Yeah, something like that. He talks directly to Joe Biden. And you just got to remember, Joe, there's four more here. There's four more in the capital of D.C. sitting there just like me. But I had to be chosen to do the dirty work and talk. I always get the shit end of the deal, Joe. Yep. Them snipers come in. They start shooting this window out. This bomb's going off because it was built by y'all's people. By the people y'all had in the military. Y'all were the ones to train the man that built it. He blowed his legs off building them. So this thing's right. Guys, you gotta trust. This is a real bomb. The guy who built it didn't have any legs. I mean, he must have been convinced then. This guy's blown his legs off. He must know how to build bombs. He said, I didn't carry a gun. I didn't even carry a gun. I didn't carry nothing. All I did was carry my change and brought what the American people give me. Gestures towards the bomb. They say, Ray, we're tired. And I told him I was tired too. This is obviously just what the feds always do. They just concoct these different staged terrorist events. And this has got to be why they dropped this story. Oh, and here he is talking about how he's very anti-racist and down with LGBT, and he wants to bomb the Afghanis. So this is just absurd. The whole thing is absolutely absurd. But it still might be used to drum up an even more intense witch hunt against people like us, you know, because, oh, white terrorist. But let's just listen in a little bit more. All right, here we go.
Let them come. Black, white, lesbian, gay, LGBT, it don't matter, we're Americans.
Yeah, let them come. We're Americans. We come together to blow up this capital. Oh, man. Okay, let's listen to him demanding some airstrikes in Afghanistan.
Kill me. And setting this bomb off.
Captivating, I know. Riveting.
People's tired, Joe. Real. Just send somebody here to talk to me. I'll tell you what they want. First thing we want is airstrikes in Afghanistan. Kick that Taliban's ass and keep them from killing people.
That's what we want, Joe. Airstrikes. Or else we're going to bomb. Me and my buddies, the guy with no legs, we're going to bomb y'all. Let's give you some airstrikes in Afghanistan. Absolutely ridiculous. All right, now let's talk about the Afghanistan situation. Now, we speculated that part of the reason that they've allowed for this to take place is that they want to bring all the troops that they've got home to persecute the American people, to hunt down us witches, us white witches. And that's part of it. Another part of it is to create a massive influx of refugees into the United States and also into Europe to further the objectives of white genocide. Let's take a look at a little story regarding that. And, there we go. This is from Zero Hedge. Diplomat, not even tanks can stop large wave of Afghan refugees heading to Europe. Despite Europe heavily fortifying its borders since the 2015 crisis, a top diplomat warns that not even tanks can stop a potentially large wave of refugees from Afghanistan heading to the continent. Even before the Taliban took control of Afghanistan, up to 30,000 people are fleeing the country every single week. And let's take a look at any other quotes you want to see. Europeans have to realize a new refugee wave now seems inevitable, according to Politico's Bruno Macias. And a diplomat in Kabul said that when the numbers are high enough, nothing can stop them, not even tanks. Well, you might at least want to give it a try. At least bring out the tanks and say, with a bullhorn, get back, go back to where you came from. But yeah, this seems to be a big reason why they've done what they've done, is just to cause another wave of non-white invaders that can come and just get on with their raping of the European people, especially children, especially girls. But over there in Afghanistan, it actually turns out the United States was giving Afghan warlords Viagra to help them rape more boys more often. This article comes to us from Information Liberation. The Taliban's rise to power is driven in part by their opposition to Afghan tribal leaders' systematic rape of young boys, and also to their opposition to the opium trade. They had essentially wiped out the poppy fields in Afghanistan before the Americans said, whoa, we got to come in there, secure those poppy fields, and let your warlords rape some more boys with the Bakabazi. So here's a quote. CIA officers were bribing aging warlords with Viagra. The Americans knew all about the young boys the tribal leaders kept in their camps because the sex drug helped Afghan elders rape more boys more often. They were beholden to the agency. So, yeah, the CIA was giving Afghan warlords Viagra so that they'd be beholden to the agency. If you want to continue raping as many boys as possible, you got to keep coming back to us for your rape drugs. This is, it's just insane. And that comes out of Tablet magazine. Another quote from Tablet. The reality is that America lost its war in Afghanistan more than a decade ago, roughly around the time when CIA officers began bribing aging warlords with Viagra. The Americans knew all about the young boys the tribal leaders kept in their camps because the sex drug helped Afghan elders rape more boys more often. Yeah, they were beholden to America's clandestine services. It's just so sick. Dan Quinn, a captain who beat up an American-backed Afghan commander for keeping a boy chained to his bed as a sex slave, said, "We were putting people into power who would do things that were worse than the Taliban. That was something the village elders voiced to me." Oh, I've heard by watching some documentaries about these soldiers who were just, who couldn't even sleep at night because they were hearing the screams coming from some of these warlords' tents as they were raping the Bakabazi boys. Just, they should have gone in there and started shooting up these people. But no, they're our allies. This is from 2015. In Afghanistan, soldiers and Marines were troubled that instead of weeding out pedophiles, the American military was arming them in some cases and placing them as the commanders of villages. So the Taliban banned pedophilia, the new government brought it back. And that was even from a New York Times article there. We've gone over Bakabazi and how Bakabazi has been imported to the West. And it's just, it's celebrated today. Think of all the little dancing boys. Desmond is amazing and all the rest. All the drag shows for children. Bakabazi means boy play, and it's an Afghan custom that involves these young boys being forced to dress as women and then dance seductively before then they're raped by wealthy patrons. So, this is from a New York Times article. At night, we can hear them screaming, but we're not allowed to do anything about it, the Marine's father, George Buckley Sr., recalled his son telling him before he was shot to death at the base in 2012. Jeez. Okay, he urged his son to tell his superiors. My son said that his officers told him to look the other way because it's their culture. It's their culture to rape boys. Get over it. What's wrong with that? And then, who was the general who came back from Afghanistan overseeing the operations there and then took over the Boy Scouts? Oh, I forget his name, but I wrote about that. Yeah, and, you know, then let in all the Rainbow Warriors into the Boy Scouts to have sodomites bring these little children out into the woods. Some bakabazi? Is that what's going on? So anybody that was caught by the Taliban engaging in bakabazi was apparently just killed. Now they're being protected and flown out of Afghanistan so they can come to our countries and do the same thing that they do because it's their culture. And if you look at some of the photos of the people who are evacuated from Afghanistan, it's at least 10 to 1 males to females. It's not the females that are being rescued from Afghanistan. It's these rapefugees that are coming over. And this is all while the mainstream media and politicians are all saying, we've got to do something to help these women. The women are going to be put under Sharia law. Then why aren't you flying them out? Instead, you're flying out the rapefugees. What's up with that? I think we know what's going on. It should be very obvious to people. Unfortunately, it's not. And what's also very distressing is seeing all these supposed pro-whites, you know, these right-wingers, celebrating that the Taliban has come to power because they just hate women that much. Oh, yeah, at least they're going to put those women in their place and put them in their burqa. Ha ha. Taliban sure is going to show those women they thought they could have some rights. Those feminist Afghan women, they're going to get what's coming to them. Some stoning, some shooting, some raping. Oh, yeah, this is great. Well, too bad we can't have a white Taliban over here to enforce white Sharia now. Remember the protesters at Charlottesville shouting, white Sharia now, white Sharia now. And then, of course, the staged operation where American Vanguard guy drove into a group of leftists and supposedly killed one. Everybody's shoes were flying all over the place, right? That was just Alex James Field, something like that. And, you know, just mimicking what the Muslim terrorists have been doing over in Europe with the car attacks into a crowd of people, right? And it's just such an obvious psyop that's going on now. But so many people are embracing this anti-women hatred. They're lapping it up, regurgitating all the talking points they get from people like Andrew Anglin at the Daily Stormer. So I saw a meme on Gab. So where are the women? You know, as we look at some protests about rape victims and everything, and yeah, some crowds with some men in them, very selectively chosen. Oh, Generation Identitaire, yes. Oh, so kosher. You know, and some in Germany, and there definitely were women out there protesting against rapefugees, but they're not shown in these pictures of this meme. Oh, so where are the women? Oh, here they are. And it shows women protesting for refugees. And then the meme concludes with, there is no white genocide. There's white suicide and women pull the trigger. Oh, yeah, women are in complete control of the banks and complete control of all the politics. I mean, you got Mama Merkel. Need I say more? It's women. Women did this. Women are the ones begging for this. Women are the ones who made this happen. They're the ones they must have gone over to all these countries and said, come on, come to Europe. We have plenty of women for you. There's white suicide and women pull the trigger. Who benefits from this? There's no white genocide. Nobody's genociding white people. It's women. Women are doing it to you, my fellow white goyim. I mean, fellow white patriots. So, this past week I put out an article, or a post rather, on Renegade Tribune, and it's gotten a lot of traction. It's about how European men, your women, need you, because of all of the violence that has already taken place against them, because we've had so many waves of refugees invading Europe, and they're put up by the governments there. And I expected a big response. Now, we got some good comments, a few good comments over there on the article, but there are a lot that you guys didn't get to see, a lot. So I thought I'd go through some of these just so you could understand the kind of toxicity that is involved with this movement. I guess there must have been an alarm going off at MGTOW headquarters. Alert, alert, alert. White men are being asked to protect their women. We must go in there and tell them that women are dirty sluts and they don't deserve protection. They're getting exactly what they deserved. Alert. Swarm. Swarm any post that does not call women cunts. Swarm. Swarm, fellow MGTOWs. It's just sickening. And this is going to go in something of reverse order here. So hopefully it makes some sense. There's this guy, Landfused, who was trying to post an article from Omren, where it was just about why white men fall for Asian, why white men fall for Asian women. And it's just about how, written by that Liv Heidi woman. It was about how basically it's white women's fault that white men are going for Asian women. Can't blame the white men. You've got to just, you know, really put the blame on white women. And white women need to step up their game in order to attract these white men so they don't go for the Asian women. Because, guys, Asian women are just so trad and submissive. You guys actually interacted with some of these Asian women? Do you really think that's the way that they are, especially once they're married? I cut off your balls. I've seen some terrifying videos. And, waifu pillows. Waifu pillows are just so trad. Anyway, let's get on to one by Henrik here. This is a little bit longer, and it's just, it's cringe-inducing, to be honest. I'm a decent-looking man with a steady job. I'm in great shape and dress well. I am introverted and a little bit shy, but well-mannered with a sense of humor. White women treat me like shit. If I criticize third world migration in Europe in front of white women in any way, no matter how timid, I am ostracized and demonized. I have been made a persona non grata in my family by my own mother and sister for trying to educate them on World War II and Jews. My female cousin married a kike and supports every anti-white policy in the book and has treated me very condescendingly my entire life just because my feminist dog lady sister, who also never misses an opportunity to agitate my parents against me. A considerable number of women from my year at school, university, often the ones from prime stock, chose non-white partners who most of the time weren't even attractive by any standard. In the right-wing organizations that I got to know firsthand, white women made up at best 5% of membership, at best. The white women at my workplace are all insufferable C-words with no sense of decency. White women chose this and nothing will make them change their ways. I have given up on them. Now go ahead and call me an incel or a loser. I don't care. No, I mean, are you not an incel? You're involuntarily celibate. But I really believe you that you're just actually really attractive and great shape and dress well. It's just it's the women. It's the fault of women. Guys, you do not have to be some kind of stud, regardless of all the propaganda they've been putting out in the right wing. You do not have to be some kind of alpha stud in order, the top 2% of men, in order to attract a woman. I see it all the time, all around me. White men, white women, coupling up, having families. Yeah, it's not that hard. It's really not. Just be decent. Just be a decent person. Yeah, put a little bit of effort into your looks and everything like that. But the way that these guys make it seem, well, 95% of women are only going for the top 2% of men, which is, you know, really leaving the playing field bereft of any prime stock for us guys. Max, relax. They were most definitely feminists, as all Scandinavians are. Yeah, all Scandinavians feminists. We don't generalize. No generalizations. Blame the Jews says, Jews have been pushing this gynocentric matrix. They have matriarchal families where their identity is through the mother's line, not the father's. They worship women, and they've brought us feminism and made marriages impossible because our white angels steal all our assets after they get the children. Again, no generalizations. There's a guy on BitChute named Charles F. Something who is living in a trailer after his former white wife stripped all his assets using the Jewish court system. The guy probably had no fault, Charles F. But even if that's just one example, it's a little anecdote. But these guys speak in such generalizations. They steal all our assets after they get the children. It's a gynocentric matrix. Guys, this isn't all just one person. These are many different accounts from different IP addresses. And to think that Jews worship women? Are you kidding? How many times do I need to read the prayer that Jewish men read every single morning, thanking Yahweh for not making them women? Jewish men hate women. They make the women shave their heads. Then they all go dance together in their little boys club. It's just ridiculous. Actual Jews hate women. They think of women as unclean, filthy animals. Of course, Jewish women are a little bit ahead of the shiksa whores in their eyes. But you know. Carrie P. writes, no wonder Daily Stormer is crushing you in readership. Modern white men aren't interested in the nonsense of women. Modern white men, us learned white men, we've decided to go our own way. We are not interested in the nonsense of women. But don't call us fags. We're totally not gay. By the way, go to the Daily Stormer. It's just exceptionally great. These women with their goo holes have nothing to offer us. Green Farmer Rex writes, raw meat cured my sex drive. This is on the, hey, European men, protect the women. He writes, raw meat cured my sex drive. I didn't know sex drive was something that needed to be cured. Turns out the butts and thighs I was after were because my diet was deficient in juicy raw meat. Pretty sure the vegan diet you promote creates sex-obsessed simps easily manipulated by women's plump asses and thighs. I thought it created soy boys. Which is it? It's just chalked, pumped full of estrogen. Which is it? I guess this guy's saying that you just get too much sex drive if you're on a vegan diet. Trust me, you'll feel so much better on a raw meat carnivorous diet with lots of red cuts from cows and lambs. No thanks, buddy. I think I'd rather have a sex drive. I'd prefer that than to just eat lots of raw meat and not ever want a woman again. All right. Wiser now says, really wish you'd stop shilling for women. Yes, actually, I get a big paycheck from the international women's organizations. I do. They don't give a shit about boys and men. It's time to grow up and leave them behind. Guys, grow up. You got to leave the women behind. I know when you were boys, teenagers, you liked women. But you got to grow up, leave them behind. We're going to go our own way. We're going to go off with jacked off a man into the woods, kill some bunnies for a sacrifice, and then we'll be real men. Okay? Join your men's organizations where we'll get together, we'll do men's stuff, and never spend any time with women again. Women are gay. Uller writes, look, it's a crime against men to try to make boys and men responsible for women. When you look back on your lives, you'll never wish you spent more time with women. Women waste your time and hold you back. You could do much better without the weight, nagging, and distractions of these parasites. Guys, it's not the Jews who are the parasites. It's the women trying to suck you dry. Don't listen to those trying to guilt you into relationships and marriages. Watch the movie They Live and start wearing your Roddy... He says Rodney Piper sunglasses. He didn't even get the name of Rowdy Roddy Piper correct. Yeah, they're just trying to guilt you into relationships and marriages. This is not the way we're supposed to be, guys. We're supposed to be off on our own, going our own way. No more nagging. No more distractions from the parasites. Just got to go off with your men. Everything will be great. Odin's Revenge writes, lol, I'm going to let the lesbians and Negroes help out these hoes. No regrets. Yeah. Richard Raymond writes, women need men like a fish needs a bicycle, remember? All women have said that. All women say that, guys. Well, the price has come due, and there's always a price for everything, even for females. Now shut up and pay up. You all have a big debt, and if you have to die in the process like those two fools above chose to, well, get on with it. You got a debt to pay, women. This is all while women, girls, have been raped and murdered en masse. Over there in Europe, but also here in the United States as well. We don't have as many rapefugees, but we do have a lot of illegal immigrants who are doing the raping. But it's the black Americans here who are just raping at an extraordinary rate. It's insane. But instead of trying to protect these women, instead of speaking up about it, our supposed pro-white men are blaming them for it and saying they're getting what they deserve. Yeah. Oh, Andrew Anglin will celebrate any time a white woman is murdered over on Daily Stormer. Yeah, it's a great thing. Maggie O writes, wouldn't lift a pinky for a white woman. About time they make themselves useful and cease living as parasites. I mean, it's probably the same commenter talking about them as parasites, but maybe not. Maggie O, so you admit you censor comments that don't say what you want to hear? Yeah, you call white women parasites, saying you won't lift a finger to help them. I'm not going to publish your comments. I might read them out on air just to have a little fun, just to let people know what insanity I'm seeing here. Because I honestly think a lot of people out there who just listen to Renegade Tribune or listen to Renegade Broadcasting, read Renegade Tribune, they don't understand the amount of toxicity. They don't understand why more white women don't get involved. I wonder why white women wouldn't want to be a part of a movement like this. Can you start seeing why our enemies are pushing this divisive, insane crap? Tim Webb writes, try telling the average Jew-infested white female brain that. Jew-infested white female brain. We don't need to talk about all of the white male sodomites, all the Jew-infested degenerates, all the race-mixing white men. No, don't worry about that. That's all women's fault anyway. Do you not remember their famous battle cry? A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Okay. It seems that the fish have finally evolved legs, and they do indeed need bicycles now, but the white female will never admit that she was wrong. She'd rather be raped to death by a Negro than admit fault. Oh, yeah. As John Updike said when asked how he wrote women so well, I think of a man and remove the reason and accountability. It's based. Tim Webb responds to Sinead, I can assure Miss Goyim Goddess that it's way more than a few brainwashed girls who are welcoming this scum into the West. It's their default position, and for them, anything is better than being ruled over by white men. Chickens coming home to roost is a phrase which immediately springs to mind. Just getting what they deserve. Guys, this is just one freaking post. RV Styler writes, life is short enough without women and witchcraft. Sorry, not sorry. Again, this is a witch hunt. They're coming after COVID deniers. They're coming after anti-vaxxers. They're coming after white people speaking up for themselves. And they're coming after white women for sure. Those witches, burn them. They deserve it. They're the ones who brought these refugees to the West. Burn them. Let them be raped and murdered. Life is short enough without women and witchcraft. Sorry, not sorry. Diversity is Genocide writes, you're a bitch ass, Kyle Hunt. I posted info about those two poor women and you banned me just like a Jew. From some guy who goes by Moses. That's his email. Is it Moses Schroot or something? Oh, I just doxed him. Sorry, Moses. Roz writes, honestly, these manipulative cunts repulse me. Any other men here MGTOW and proud? Just come out. Come out of the closet, guys. Be MGTOW and proud. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. That really was a facepalm right there. Dwayne writes, the Jew NWO man... The Jew NWO mandated these attacks on white women by different varieties of niggers in Europe. We know most white women have become mostly intolerable to white men after Jew media bombarding 3+ generations of white women with nonstop Jew feminist propaganda. Unfortunately, getting married and having children today will usually lead to a husband's impoverishment 15 years later. Becoming a dumb, pathetic, castrated male doormat while your wife is out fucking her boss may delay that for a couple of years. This is what happens to every man. This happens to every single man, guys. You lose everything after you get married. Do not get married. Do not have children with these disgusting creatures known as white women. Or else you'll become a pathetic, castrated male doormat. Scorpio Boy, spelled B-O-I, writes, kudos to the white men who can put up with the vapid devils known as white women. Me, personally, I'm done. Been there, done that, don't miss it. 4chan, who I never post any of their comments, and they're always trying to upload files from Catbox, which gets the site flagged as being malicious, by the way. So I always know which guy this is. He says, we must defend our people. It starts with choosing the right kind of diet. There's a reason why Zog tried to get the Afghans to eat soy. Okay, so he's promoting, I guess, the meat diet on this article about white women needing protection. And German Guest writes to Max Relax. He writes, agreed. The video is especially insane since the Chancellor and Minister of Defense in Germany were both women when our country was flooded with refugees. It's women controlling it. It's not Zog, guys. It's not the Jews behind these puppets. It's women! The same was or is true for many other European countries. P.S. I wrote a comment similar to yours before, but somehow it didn't make it. Yeah, because I ban you guys. German Guest is a known spammer anyway, but I ban you guys. When you just blame white women and you just talk shit about white women being parasites, what do you think? I'm just going to let it go through? No, we need white women to be involved in our struggle. So I am going to at least have one place, at least one place on the internet that's pro-white, anti-Jew, where white women don't feel like they're parasites, where they don't feel like they are absolutely hated by everyone. Because that's what all of these alternative media personalities are trying to do. Make it seem like white men are absolutely just sickened by white women. It's a psyop. That white women deserve all the blame for everything. Spake. If men and women are equal, as Sinead believes, why all of a sudden women need men's help? Women can do whatever men can do, right? Let the free, independent, strong women defend themselves. No one ever said men and women are equal in their capabilities. We admit strength differences, but that's not even the point. If white men were being attacked and raped in the same way and there was something women could do about it, I'd be doing a video asking, hey, women, can you help out here? And actually, I mean, that's what we should be doing. We should be reaching out to white women saying, please, help us in our struggle. Why aren't we doing that instead? Let me post this video by Black Pigeon Speaks about how white women destroy civilization. Yeah, let's post a video by a Jew sex tourist. Jeez, guys, when I put this together, I didn't even choose all of the comments that came in, but I only have two more. This is just insane, right? Don Fender writes, white women are almost totally corrupted by the Jews. They are not making children, are feminist and disgusting drug addicted sluts. The white men are not better, a bunch of faggots drunk. This guy cannot type. Drugged pieces, oh shit. And he spoke pieces like, hey, peace, man. All of them capitalists and Freemasons. Oh, generalize much? This guy sounds like our greatest ally here. They do not have the courage or the strength, that's how it's spelled, to save the West that is nothing but a shithole. The Talibans are 100-fold better than the current white people. So the better choice should be complete Islamification of the West. Oh, I got a lot of image quotes and everything about this as well. Yeah, about how we just need to be more like Sharia. Because there is not a Western alternative anymore. And if we should fight, that is not voting or starting a fucking podcast on the internet, we should fight for the sake of Western tradition, culture, for our heritage and children, not for white women. I could care less of those bitches that do not even want to make children for our race. It's not over yet, but we are very near our own end. And is all fault of white people that have not the courage to fight this rotten society and have accepted gladly the Jewish propaganda for some wellness and capitalism. We deserved it. Yes, my communist brother. Fuck white people. We just need a Taliban to take control. And somebody, I guess, just had to defend the interest of Jewish women. CFI writes, Natalie Portman is Jewish. Lots of pretty Jewish women. Jewish tends to assimilate the best of all races into the Jewish tribe, since only one parent has to be Jewish per generation. And guys, about the lineage of Jews being determined by the mothers, that's so that they could really steal genetics and infiltrate them their ways into societies using their Jewesses, who just go around and sleep with guys to get impregnated with by powerful people. You know, that's how they do it. Anyway. Oh, man. That was a lot, huh? Felt like I was listening to a Sandman MGTOW broadcast. Guys, just all over BitChute. If you've never seen Sandman MGTOW, it's like the Uncle Sam pointing at you picture, but with a female face. And, you know, he talks about how terrible women are, especially white women, of course. And then we'll sell sex dolls and stuff. You know, a fake woman, way better than a real woman. Yeah, because they don't argue. They don't spout this leftist drivel. Just get yourself a sex doll. You'll make him some money, too. He also has a merch shop. And one of his t-shirts says, "We found the cure for feminism." And then it has the symbol of Islam. You know, the crescent moon with the star. "We found the cure for feminism." Do you guys understand? White Sharia now? Remember the poster campaign that these guys had too? It was about Islam is right about women. Huh. You mean the guys who are raping those little girls, having child sex slavery rings over in Britain? You know, the grooming gangs? They're right about women? Oh. Some of these guys are just upset that it's not white men doing that. Like Andrew Anglin with his child rape gangs, impregnating little teenage girls. And, guys, we just need to return to tradition and patriarchy. Well, let's talk about what the patriarchy is up to these days. And patriarchy, one of the things that it actually means is ruled by priests. You know, the patriarchs. And I saw this story, Catholic officials on edge after reports of priests using Grindr. So it wasn't just that one guy who got caught recently. He resigned. Jeffrey Burl, the former general secretary of the U.S. Bishops' Conference. But a number of other Catholic priests have been caught using Grindr. And, woo, Grindr's where these faggots go to have some faggot sex. It's not even sex, some faggot sodomy, some butt love. And, yeah, that's what they do. Some they're doing basically every single day. And then the church is having a little bit of a crisis because it looks like a lot of these guys are using Grindr. And they're supposed to be taking vows of celibacy. Well, it's true, we have turned our back on women. We will not get married, MGTOW, but we do need to satisfy our desires somehow. So, what's wrong with a little bit of, you know, patriarchy? It's just some patriarchy we're doing here. Men need men. We don't need women, we need men. But yes, the Catholic Church is the last hope for European people and Western tradition. Listen to our buddy Nick Fuentes and Milo and E. Keichel Jones and the rest. Yeah. Oh, speaking of some faggotry, I don't know if you saw this, but Robin, you know, Batman and Robin, he came out as bisexual in a new Batman comic. This is, a big move, which I won't really talk about because I don't care. What else can we talk about here? Oh, here's an interesting little tidbit from back in the day, this is almost 20 years ago, a town hall article published by our buddy Ben Shapiro. And he writes, enemy civilian casualties, okay by me. Wow, what a Jew. I get really sick of people who whine about civilian casualties. Maybe I'm a hard-hearted guy, but when I see in the newspapers that civilians in Afghanistan or the West Bank were killed by American or Israeli troops, I don't really care. In fact, I'd rather that the good guys use the Air Force to kill the bad guys, even if that means some civilians get killed along the way. What a Jew! One American soldier is worth far more than an Afghan civilian. For the past decade, the United States and Israel have been attempting to prove their moral superiority by attempting to minimize civilian casualties. Mr. Shapiro just thinks he's maximize them. That's all well and good. Unfortunately, this policy also means that politicians put our soldiers in harm's way in order to save non-combatants. Well, how about instead of putting soldiers in harm's way because you're listening to Jewish lies and sending American troops around the world, we just don't do that. And we don't support Israel with their war crimes either. Anyway, you get the point. You can look that up if you want. Enemy civilian casualties, okay by me. Yeah, we know it is, Jew. Just look at the way Israel deals with its enemies there. We know, Jew. We know. Okay, let's take a look at this little scheme. New York City is going to pay young black gunmen $1,000 a month not to shoot people. This is coming from that kind of Zio Shill site, V-Dare, written by Paul Kersey, who, yeah, he has some decent stuff. Isn't that the stuff black people don't like, author? Just make it illegal to arrest black people regardless of the crime they were committing. Better yet, in the name of racial justice, just go ahead and pay them each $1,000 per month as a stipend against white privilege. And Fox News is reporting New York City launching program to pay young criminal offenders $1,000 per month for participation and good behavior. It's just crazy. Yeah, part of the Bill de Blasio communist scheme. And yeah, they'll pay people $1,000 a month if you don't shoot each other. Gotta have good behavior. So, and this is for criminals, people who are already involved in crime. They're going to get rewarded for not doing more crime. Yeah, that interesting scheme. Let's see how it works out. I wonder how this one will turn out. Okay, one more. Actually, two more. Two more little stories here before I close out. I just thought this was so insane. Our kindergartner's teacher told us to limit her reading so she won't get too far ahead. Guys, how long have I been saying that it's about not about No Child Left Behind, it's about No Child Gets Ahead, and how they're spending all of this money on the dumbest children. They're watering the weeds and basically nipping any young, intelligent people in the bud. So, yeah, this story was out of Slate. And is talking about how, a kindergarten teacher said, you shouldn't let them read so much. She shouldn't be reading so much because she'll just get too far ahead of the other classmates. You don't want them feeling, like the you don't want them feeling lesser than or anything like that. Everybody's equal. So just bring her. You got to hobble her a little bit. Oh, speaking of everybody actually not being equal, we have the American Bar Association mandating diversity training and affirmative action at law school soon. Yeah, so this could be passing soon. Not passing, but they could be enacting this very soon. It looks like they're planning to. From the Washington Free Beacon, the American Bar Association is poised to mandate diversity trainings and affirmative action at all of its accredited law schools. A move top legal scholars say could jeopardize academic freedom and force schools to violate federal law. So, yeah, you're supposed to be colorblind. But, of course, affirmative action means that you've got to basically punish anybody that's white. And so they're essentially going to be encouraging schools to violate any laws against racial discrimination. Because, you really have to be focusing more on social justice than on actual laws. But as the former chairwoman of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, Mary Frances Berry, said, civil rights laws were not passed to protect the rights of white men and do not apply to them. Now it's actually all white people. extends beyond just white men. It's all white people that do not have civil rights now. So yeah, there, most states require that you go to an ABA accredited law school in order to be a lawyer, to even sit the bar exam. And 199 of the 250 law schools in the United States are ABA accredited schools. So this is going to be training a whole crop of new lawyers in anti-white ideology. And if you thought it was bad in the judicial system before, it's only going to get worse, people. This is quite crazy, just how rapidly everything is turning completely anti-white. So I looked up the American Bar Association, saying, oh, who's this, who's that? Oh, key people. Jack L. Rives, Executive Director and Chief Operating Officer. Okay, important person behind the ABA. Let's look at his background. Rives grew up in Rockmart, Georgia, where his family were the only Jews in a town of 4,000. We would go to synagogue for the High Holy Days, and there was curiosity among my classmates. Curiosity about why I was getting out of school to go to Yom Kippur services or Rosh Hashanah. He either attended or taught Sunday school every week from the time he was 5 years until high school. Why Sunday? Jews have Sunday school? Interesting. Anyway, it's every single time, right? There's got to be a white woman involved somewhere here, though. There's a white woman who made him do this. Guys, we got to find that white woman who's making lawyers all hate white people. Okay, the goddess Justice, right? Huh? Blindfolded and holding a sword? That's feminism, guys. Blame the feminists for this. See how this works? Can always blame the women. Women did it. Guys, that's all I have for you here today. I know it was kind of a scattered show, but it all fits under this idea of the witch hunt coming against us as pro-whites, coming against the anti-vaxxers, coming against white women. These people who are hunting down the witches. Sometimes I feel like they've bit off more than they can chew here. And it will come back to bite them. Because some of these witches are a little bit more powerful than they expected. Maybe they didn't realize who they were messing with. I'm seeing that perhaps the witch hunters will become the hunted. That's what I'm hoping for. I'd like you to join me in that wild hunt, coming soon to a place near you. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Please support the network if you can. Go to heathenherbs.com as well. I'll talk to you guys all soon. Take care.
Ride, warrior, ride, with your blade by your side. Follow on your spirit steed, while wounds darken and bleed. Drink the wind as you fly. Something bright like a diamond shone. Mist and magic filled the air. From wedding feast to devil's lair. Suddenly the walls ran red. Kith and kin all lying dead. None to follow, none to chase. Fear and pain on the young bride's face.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR500 Steel Core Body Armour that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
For the next few seconds, you'll hear nothing but the sounds of a farmer walking through a field of oats. These sounds are brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Bread. You see, life on a farm moves at its own pace, because everything we're doing takes time. That's why our bakers slow bake our farmhouse oatmeal bread with thoughtful care, so our famous farmhouse taste is baked into every slice. Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Oatmeal Bread. Slow is good.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.